Art and Boldstick Podcast.
You are rocking with the best.
Art and Boldstick Podcast. Art and Boldstick Podcast.
I don't know where that's coming from. Okay, anyway. Welcome to another episode of the Art and BS Podcast, the podcast by artists, for artists, and art lovers. I am your host from the West Coast, James Geralds, broadcasting from the slums of the Cultural Arts District. Actually, yeah, we're in Hella Fresno Studios this time, Fresno, California. Let's get some housekeeping out the way. Shouts to the cats over on Apple holding us down. Hit us with that subscription, that follow. You know what I'm saying? Cats over on Spotify, all the good stuff. Yeah, three niggas, four niggas over on Patreon, man. We see you. And then miscellaneous cats on the miscellaneous apps. We appreciate you guys coming out. Announcements. If you guys are in the Fresno area, how long is this show going to be up? Is this just up for the month?
The art show?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're actually going to be taking it down here soon because we gotta take all the paneling down and paint.
Okay,
so, well, maybe another week or so.
Oh, well, there's that. y'all should have came out to the Hella Fresno Roski Doski. You know what I'm saying? Cold-blooded show we're going to talk about in a second. Big joints, big paintings, like a lot of fantastic vintage signage. If you guys are in Fresno, California, you can catch some of my artwork at the Black Chamber of Commerce until the end of the month of May. So, yeah, I'll be having stuff over there. I might pop in next month and do a little, you know, might do a little demo or live podcast or something. I don't know, depending on, you know, how things go. Anyway, I think that's about it. Housekeeping, all that good stuff. Yeah, man. So we here. We just gonna get to it. You guys know what time it is.
You saw me just get out of the whip. I mean, we here.
Took some time off. Took some time off. In the time that I did take off, we lost a hip hop legend, man. Some iconic shit. So we just gonna get to this, man. We're gonna do a mix for Dave. Rest in peace, Dave from De La Soul. Plug so. 2, man. Let's get to it.
The mayor has it on the sayer, weigh the 18 mil. Even still, sack a bag of troubles, make a single double, loop the coin and join the minimum wage. The
Classic.
Ways of the everyday sunset, waging my days to the one bet, cause your breaks I have the capital case, weather mine, out of line, music to the early morning, freak the wick, call, I get a tap on my shoulder, cause the days of the breaks be just about over, the arts of the six won't play in my bag of chips, I got the sevens in my pocket somewhere, reason for
podcast family, where you are, all my painters, I see,
and then I'm exploding.
I be the fabulous, but see, unlike the G, I got the flea up in the name.
We need to keep going.
Brick wall dedication. Make
this is one of my favorites right here, man. All my painters, where you at? What y'all got? You got that oil, you got that acrylic, you got that gouache. All my cats holding it down with the acrylics, man. Listen. Putting that spray paint in the air, you know what I'm saying? Watch some fumes, it might catch up with you, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you keep up. Keep some sort of exercise going to keep your lungs on point, man.
Fell in love with this fish who got caught in my mesh. Oh, yo, she burned my scene up like David Koresh. I guess a diamond ain't nothing but a rock with a name. I guess love ain't nothing but emotion and game. It's the lesson well learned, cause praise is well due. I'm sending off a big out to Kenny
Cow. This is like painting music. You just put this on and you just get through a project, man.
We cooking up stew. See, them Cubans don't care what y'all niggas do. Colombians ain't never ran with your crew. While you acting all spicy and shiesty, the only Italians you knew was Icy's. Niggas price me, I'm keeping it clean like a washing machine. Hey yo, get your locomotion running to full steam. I'm sending out a greeting to my man Dacine. I got a child, someone has to get the green right.
If money makes a man strain.
All my podcast family, what up, man? Where y'all at? California, Washington, Texas, fucking Indiana, Cincinnati, Virginia, Tennessee, man, I see you. Extended intros, we need to get this out to you. We're gonna keep going.
Yo, it's been instilled in me since infinite, y'all. Using these minutes like a value to call. Put your money in the bank and hold rank over friends who ain't got leadership skills. I got the sheep in my eyes, so I can't sleep. We like the land and lay the brand away.
Classic album. I actually bought this joint. I think I was living in Seattle at the time, man.
I hate losing the dough. Walk away with my dough, cause my dough. Tracy broke me, and now she wanna see the resident provoking me to pop willies on my bicycle. Watch your eyes twinkle.
One house,
two houses,
third house, house rules.
So house take bank, watch Dave bank. Rather had him on a Hulk, Cincinnati, extravaganza, gamma ray.
They actually did this cut on that Dave Chappelle show. That's where this joint premiered. A little hip hop, you know what I'm saying, factory. So imagine, like, you know what I'm saying, De La taking some time off, and then they just come back on the Dave Chappelle show. Just, And Dave had the Incredible Hulk hands, the big ones that you put over your hands. So that was a joint.
I got birds, scales, babies, and bills. Brothers with smoke krills, still trying to get himself together from it. No one can quite run it like me. I'm on a cutting edge of what for ledge to be.
Man, this is the joint.
And when you rock, they're just impersonations of me. The writer's MCMP with the V in the middle. I belittle your plan, courtesy. A Van Wyde Dirty C, my man, my face a fan
rock,
made
man,
up of many.
This joint's hard.
Kids allergic to belts, letting they mind melt from drinking a Henny. And I'm straight and narrow, tight to be waiting to hear. Them drums say the revolution is near. Are you listening? Are your eardrums open for christening? We got body MCs with these tools, while some others play God. They just goddamn fools with it. I don't cuff mics, I rough mics up, rough and rugged. Yet the girls still love it. Still in all 5-0, came to my mic check, telling me I left lacerations around my mic's neck. Domestically disputed, and you just might get the undisputed underdog serving y'all threat.
All right, that's all y'all get, man.
We just gonna use that as is.
Yo, my grandma bumped this shit.
I sure did. That's all. We just gonna get straight to it. Yeah, I was gonna, you know, we had another one, but you know what?
Art and Bullshit Podcast.
Yeah, man, we're gonna let that rock. We'll do some other stuff, another mix. But yeah, no fade out. We just gonna bang. Okay, so you guys heard this, man. Oh shit, damn it. Whoa, okay. You heard this man on the podcast many times. Fresno native, a lover of the landscape of all things 559, from Christie's Donuts to Dee's Plumbing, you know what I'm saying? A collector of James Drill's artwork, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Swarovski for copping my Lums, Chop Suey painting. And which is what's interesting is we'll get to his cool Lums Chop Suey signage painting in a second. I would say a person who pays attention to the Fresno landmarks and the history of the city in the way that someone who is from the territory, who has a genuine connection with these establishments and monuments, and I would say award winning, you know what I'm saying? He might have won the Horizon Award. A guy who has put on, you know, different shows and, you know, curated things and has been a part of two Art and BS shows. So, this guy's an extensive CV. So I want you guys to give a warm round of applause for Roski Doski.
What up? Thank you. Thank you for your kind words, sir. I appreciate that. Shit.
Thank you for having us in the Hella Fresno studio.
Well, you already know. Mi casa y su casa.
Yeah, always. Man. So, you know, this is a lot of stuff has happened since the last time that you were on the podcast. It's been a while. Dang, I'm trying to think now. Did we have you on for any of the group show episodes? Were you on? Because I did one that was like a group show thing. You weren't on that one.
No.
Okay, so it's been a minute. Okay, so, shit, man. Because so then the last time you were on, you must have just, you were doing the sketches and stitches.
Yeah.
Just started. And then, yeah, so, wow, it's been a long road since then, huh?
Yeah, for sure. We're still rocking. The homie Jen is still a part of the team, you know what I mean? We just kind of switched it up from the whole sketches get stitches to Hella Fresno. We're still graphic designing and embroidering and doing all that, but we're also trying to reach out more to our community and do stuff with you know, with the youth, and yeah, man, just trying to keep this art thing going.
Okay, fantastic. So now, man, there's a lot to cover. You know, just to, we can kind of fast forward, because we would be here all day talking about like the intricacies of going from the M Street Gallery to having your own studio gallery space. You want to talk a little bit about, you know, kind of the transition, you know?
It was... We were kind of thrown into it, to be honest. Like the whole M Street thing. Jen was kind of like the mother hen over there. She kind of like took care of stuff. Like even other people in other studios kind of relied on her to speak up for the artists there. And that's what she did. She would let, you know, M Street people know, like, hey, we need to take care of this. We need to handle this. It's, you know, the door's not locking properly, or the, you know, whatever the case may be, Jen was always on it. And I'm not sure that they like that too much. So anyway, you know, long story short, they let our lease lapse without letting us know. We kind of forgot about it, and they let it lapse without letting us know, and served us a bounce note underneath the door, and we're like, hey, you got 30 days to get. And we're like, what? I was pissed, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, it kind of forced us to start looking for some places, and we looked at the Sun Stereo, and that was cool, but the rent was just pricey for the size of the unit that we needed. And somebody from Downtown Partnership, I believe, hit Jen up with this gentleman's number, who owns this building. And yeah, he was cool. Like, he didn't want like an arm and a leg or anything. So we were able to come up. Like, we came, checked it out, and like as soon as we walked in this place, it hadn't been like used for like 2 years, and it was hella danky, and you know what I mean, it wasn't really like smelling all proper, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it was the place. Like, you, as soon as we walked in here, the vibe was like, okay, yeah, this is it. So basically it was a bar back in the day. It was a Club Brazil that later turned into the 1900 for a little bit right before COVID or whatever, and ended up shutting down. And we were lucky enough to, you know what I mean, come up on it.
Yeah.
So it's turned into, you know what I'm saying, it's still turning into what we wanted. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to take down some of these panels now because they're getting warped with all the rain that we've been having, and it's like it's seeping through the wall somehow and warping these walls, warping these panels. So we're gonna take them down, do some painting, and get it ready for April. We got a big show in April for Art Hop.
Okay. So now, would you say, so the April show is, it's you, or is it another artist, or like what's going on?
Hella Fresno is all about like collaborating. We're all about you know, opening doors or using whatever platform that we might have to help out, you know, other local artists around town. So we offered up our space for Art Hop, because I'm not trying to do Art Hop every month. You know, I'm not trying to do a show for myself every month. So we opened up our space for other artists. We were able to book up the month of, I mean, the year of 2023 with local artists to do show pretty much every month. Except for like the last couple months, because the last couple months of the year are usually pretty slow. So we want to do like certain types of drops and stuff for like December and do some like maybe collaborate with all the artists that have been, that have done shows here and do like a Christmas shopping experience or something with all the vendors and stuff here and do something crazy. You know what I'm saying? For the last one, but
that'd be cool.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, we've just been trying to help people out. Next month, April, we're working with the homie Julio. He's a pinstriper, and he wants to show off his stuff. You know what I'm saying? We went to his we went and checked out his spot, and he's got these dope ass panels that are fully pinstripe painted by him. He's got motorcycles that he's done, personal ones that he's, you know, got for himself, and also others that he's done for other people. At the time we went to go check him out, he was working on this big diesel truck, putting on numbers and hand painting letters and all that stuff. So yeah, he's gonna be doing a show here in April for April Art Hop. He's gonna show off some panels. There's some a friend of his does these like different items, like lamps and coat hangers and stuff, but they're made out of like car parts and like flywheels and fucking gasket covers and stuff like that, and is dope. So we're gonna have motorcycles here. That'll be for Art Hop, but we're bringing them back at the end of April. What month was, what day was it? The 16th, the day or the week after the week after Easter, and we're gonna have like a bigger show, just like a little mini car show. We're gonna have some, hopefully some cars lined up out in the front, some motorcycles in the little alleyway that we have here, some vendors and stuff, and then Sunday they have cruising out here, so it'll be like a, yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a, definitely something that we're like, oh, okay, we definitely need to do that on a Sunday. So they'll be cruising out here, man. Hopefully you guys could come out. When is this going to come out? Do you know?
Yeah, we'll put it out.
Before then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, should be dope, man. It's just, we're just trying to create opportunity, not only for ourselves, but for other people that are doing the same kind of shit that we're doing, you know what I mean? And sharing our space with other people. Like, we don't charge art vendors to come over here and sell their art or anything like that. Like, we don't ask anything from the artists that are showing here. We ask to collaborate with them in a sticker design that we use as promo to get people to come out, because people like stickers for whatever reason. And it's all about art and the artist with us.
Okay. Yeah. Let them know. It's real. So, how has your artistic practice changed since going from M Street to, you know, being over here at the Hella Fresno studio?
Smoke a lot more, to be real with you. I'm a smoker, man. I smoke weed on a daily basis, and it's like over there at M Street, like, we couldn't smoke inside, so we had to take walks and shit. And there's just times where I'm on my fucking laptop and I feel like rolling up and having an ashtray next to me and fucking working while I smoke, you know what I mean? So I do that when I paint. All that, like, so I can do, I'm able to do that here, and I'm able to fucking, like, not have to worry about motherfuckers, you know, oh, well, who's smoking, or what's that smell, or any of that shit. So that's definitely something that has changed for me. I'm able to, I'm closer. Like, even though fucking M Street was downtown, I'm closer. We are closer to fucking where everything's popping. You know what I'm saying? Like, when Art Hop is cracking, even though we're not in the mix, because there's still some spots that people hit and they kind of overlook us sometimes just because we haven't got like the fucking proper signage yet. We're working on getting some better and more visible fucking signage during the evening. Because
now, are you doing anything for Fresh Yes?
No, we decided not to. We are going to be here. We are going to be at the studio. We're going to be popping up out here in the front of the alleyway.
Yeah.
We might be fucking barbecuing and fucking chilling. We might have some merch out there. I don't know. Maybe. But we're not going to be on Fulton. We're not going to be fucking. We just decided not to do it. We've been so busy with the studio. We haven't had time to fucking put money or time into our fucking, set up for shows like that, for events like that. I'm not trying to fucking pop up with the same shit we had last Fresh Yes. You know what I mean? Like, even though the shit at last Fresh Yes was cool, but I'm not trying to show up with the same fucking canopy that we fucking, you know, put together ourselves and put all the graphics and shit on. Like, I'm not trying to pop up over there. I'm trying to pop up with some upgraded shit. You feel me? So we've been, like I said, been so focused on our spot that we haven't put effort into that at all. And we decided to go ahead and just chill on that for Fresh Yes. We still support it. We still definitely fuck with the homies over there, but we're just going to be chilling, barbecuing, celebrating, and come through if you want. Yeah, feel me?
That's facts.
Facts.
That's big facts.
Yes.
That's facts.
Well, Jen's looking at it, it's crazy because she can't hear none of this.
Yeah, right? No, right. Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
That's facts. 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 Facts.
Who is that?
Dr. Umar Johnson.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, well, I think the thing is too, is having location is important.
For sure.
And because you have such a great location, you don't have to do much but open your doors. And if you wanted to, like,
the location is like fucking bittersweet right now. Just because we don't have the proper signage I think we should have in the front. And Jen's been on my ass about it, but we fucking, it's bittersweet, like, because it's a dope spot, but we're tucked away in the back. So motherfuckers don't necessarily know. People that know, that have been here before, fucking know, but like, there's people that are like, where are you guys at? So we're definitely looking into making that known. There's a big sign in the front that fucking says it, but people sometimes don't see that.
Oh yeah, the black and white John.
Yeah.
I think it's a good sign once you're up on it, but for something that's a block away and it's going, you know, like, I don't know if that's perpendicular or fucking whatever that shit is, but because it's like, you wouldn't just, they need to hang right or for left, sure, like literally a block and a half. So just sandwich boards.
You know what? Fuck, I'm gonna start getting off into other shit. But you know what would work, Jen, is a fucking spotlight on that fucking, just like install a spotlight on this side and just have it shine on that.
The bat signal. You know the hell, the Fresno signal?
That would be dope. Anyway.
I wonder how much power that generates to, like, get one of those bat signal sort of lights.
It was pretty fucking
like
cheap.
A big one. No, she like was, the big one?
Yeah.
Like a big spotlight?
She found a place where you fucking rent one of those motherfuckers.
Like a Wu-Tang one.
Where, how much?
Wu-Tang logo sparks your attention.
Fuck that. I'm going to put an HF on that bitch.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. Okay, so moving on. The Horizon Award, right?
Yeah.
So now, the Horizon Award is something that they just called you and you didn't expect it. Did you see, like, were there inklings of like, yo, man, you might be nominated for this thing? How did that all come to part?
That was like definitely a fucking like a surprise. I didn't see that coming at all. A couple years back, the homie, my homegirl Brandy, hit me up and was like, yo, I want to do this. It was after a vendor, a corn man had gotten killed in Tower, in the Tower District. She wanted, and then even before that, there was other, you know, street vendors that were getting hit up and either fucked with or, you know, getting killed. And I painted this little vendor, what do you call it, the little cart, the little corn cart or whatever.
Mm-hmm. The Lote Man cart.
Yeah, the Lote mm-hmm. Man cart. And I made prints. I auctioned off the original. Actually, no, I still got the original online. I made prints. I auctioned off another piece for the NAACP at one time. Anyway.
Oh, shit.
I fucking... That sounded like I was trying to fucking
flex, but yeah, you flexing. Flex, you out there, you stand so hard. All of your fucking accolades. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got mixed up.
Yeah, I did that. She was like, "Hey, I want to put together these packets with like beanies." It was cold at the time, so she had beanies and gloves. And we offered those up. She had some like hand warmers and mace and stuff to protect themselves. And we went out and gave out those packets to these street vendors. And I took the money that I made from the prints that I sold of that painting and gave it to the families, like two or three families that I was able to hook up with like $100 gift card for Christmas or whatever. But she kind of like took that, what we did, and then the other thing that I did with this other painting, that was what I was talking about, the NAACP thing, when I did what was it called, the community piece. And she took that to the Fresno Art Council and said, hey, Roski has done this for the community, and I feel he should be nominated for a Horizon Award, I guess. This is like me just assuming what she did, but she nominated me. The homie Brandy nominated me. Shout out to Brandy.
Shout out to Brandy
and her, man. They're about to have a baby. So,
oh snap!
Congrats to them. But yeah, I didn't find out that she had done it until I showed up to the event when they were giving me the award, and she's there, and I was like, hey, what are you doing here? And she didn't say anything. She was like, hey, I just wanted to check it out, and we're in there. And I was just, the whole time I'm wondering, I wonder what Brandy's doing here. I wonder who she's here for, you know, not knowing. And then she jumps up on stage and starts talking about me, and it fucking broke me down. I started crying and shit. And hey. Yeah, fucking, I was like, I didn't know it was her. And mm-hmm. yeah, shout out to Brandy, man. She's the homie.
Shout out to Brandy. She's the homie. So, boom.
But yeah, it was a cool fucking, the homie Bobby Martin. I'm not sure. I think you've had James on before.
Yeah,
I don't know if you had Bobby on before. But
yeah, I haven't had Bobby on.
Bobby had gotten it the year before. Mm-hmm. So it was definitely like an honor, and it was definitely like a fucking experience for me to get something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's really,
man.
Really cool.
Nah, that's a big time award, man. That's, you know what I'm saying, no joke in the game. And it's, you know, I feel like it's, yeah, man, that's just real. Dang. So now, boom, you got the award, and then you just move back on to putting on shows for the community and recently doing your, what was the title of this body of work?
This show was called the 559 show. So it's basically just a bunch of big pieces that I did depicting signage, different signage that I was familiar with from around town, from my home.
Hard. It's hard.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, man, yeah. I appreciate it. And these are acrylic or oil? Or?
Acrylic.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm. Did you use a palette knife on some of them?
Yeah, definitely used the palette knife on all of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I was just this was inspired by Bobby actually a while back.
Mm-hmm.
I started just messing around because I didn't really do like acrylic painting. I'd done it, but I've never like learned how to do it properly. I've never, you know what I'm saying, and I've never really went to school for any kind of art except mm-hmm. you know in high school.
Yeah,
and
I heard it.
I just wanted to develop my own kind of, I don't know, my own kind of style, I guess. I wanted to, and I'm still, not that I've perfected it or anything like that, I'm still developing it, I'm still working on it. These are all experimental fucking pieces that I did. They're more loosely, I wouldn't say fucking abstract, but they're more loosely fucking, mm-hmm. you know, done.
Yeah.
But yeah, the whole knifing thing is something that I, or scraping, I guess you could say, was something that I picked up from Bobby. I seen him doing some backgrounds like that and on his big pieces, and I really liked the way it looked. So I just started fucking around with it. And it's dope because this same show I'll be showing alongside him at the fucking, at City Hall in
August.
Talk
about it.
In August.
Talk about it.
Yeah, I thought, I saw that opportunity. You were, you know what I mean? When we went to that little meeting over there at the Art Council. I saw that was open, that was available, that mm-hmm. day was available with him, or that month was available alongside him, and I was like, yeah, hell yeah. You know what I mean? I saw that opportunity. I had to snatch that up real quick.
Sorry. Yeah, that's going to be fucking filthy. That's smooth.
Yeah, I want to cover these. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly. That's how fucking ignorant I am to the game still. So, like, use an epoxy or some shit to make these, like, give them like a nice little coating, a shiny coating on them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you got some options because they, you know, they're acrylic, so they should be nice and dry.
Yeah.
It just depends on like what, if you want the coating, because like an epoxy is gonna be like a super thick coating, you know what I'm saying?
And I'm not trying to really go.
Yeah, so I mean, like you could use like a varnish, like I think a satin varnish would be nice.
I think that's what I'm leaning towards more.
It's gonna like let the color shine, but it's not gonna fucking be super fucking shiny. Like a gloss is gonna make the whole fucking painting just like boing, 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 boing. Yeah. The satin, everything, it's gonna lock fucking in all the fucking
sound, that shit, like boing,
boing, boing. Oh yeah,
do you be having fucking
that's
fire. I love that one.
Mm-hmm. I got that one.
Price is Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, I do need that. But and I mean, depending on like, and you can get, I think like Grambacher, they're a pretty good company. They make like a satin varnish in like a can.
So spray can?
Yeah, and it's actually like artist, like professional grade varnish. It's like satin, but you can also get like Gamvar, like they have satin and they have matte also.
I'm trying to basically add value to the motherfucker,
but I mean like a satin varnish would be nice, and then it would just, you know, make all of the, you know, all of that fucking hue just pop out, you know what I'm saying? It would be nice without detracting from fucking So anyway, I'm a big proponent of satin varnish. By the way, I love that shit.
Okay.
I'm
a student to the game. So and anytime you spit game, so
it's funny because like Vegan, he uses satin, but he uses like, we use two different companies, but it's like the same. Like we both use satin varnish, but like I stick by my company, he sticks by his company, like the kind that we use, you know. He's use this guy, it's like I use that, and it's whatever works for the art. It's like both of them are good, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like, you like Pepsi, I like Coke.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You like root beer or whatever. But I think that's yeah, once you kind of try it, you're like, oh, okay, I see, like, because it'll just make, it makes everything, like, it looks like how it was when you first put it down, you know, like how it has that richness when you first put the paint down. But then also it just, yeah, man, it fucking, it doesn't have this like crazy sheen to it. So, but anyway, less about fucking varnish, more about, yeah. So you're going to boom. So basically, yeah, you have to add like a, there's like the final step to this painting. And then do you see yourself like putting this body of work in any local establishments or anything like that?
Yeah,
like, that
for sure.
Kinda, like City Hall or something. Is this, well, you think this is
that's the, I'll be having the show with the, Bobby in August at City Hall with with this same show. I'm adding a couple more pieces. I'm going to do, our sign out that's out front, the Club Brazil sign, in a couple weeks here, but I got till August, so I'll probably fuck around and wait till the last minute like I always do.
Definitely that. Well, I think too, the thing is when you go in the direction of a series, sometimes you can get burned out after, you know, like it's cool like four or five, but like once you get like, you know, to five, six, it's like, oh shit, yeah, like I'm getting burnt out. I want to do something else.
That's kind of like what happened with this Loteria thing. You know what I'm saying? I did like, I don't fucking how many pieces. I think I got to like fucking 20 something pieces. And a fucking Loteria deck is like 54 or some shit like that. And I got fucking kind of tired of them. I just had to fucking put them aside for a minute because it was just fucking like, I don't know. It's just, you know what I mean? It just gets, you're doing a certain style. And it was all watercolor and shit. And there were small pieces. They're like 5x7 pieces and shit. But still, it's like doing them over and over and over and trying to figure out what fucking, you know, what image to do or what to do or whatever. You know what I mean? It was just like, fuck, I was burnt out. So I had to put that shit on the back burner and even told the dude that was supposedly collabing with us that I was putting it on the back burner. And some bullshit happened with all that. So you already know. We can talk about that later, man.
I was just examining this can of canvas varnish, and it says does not yellow. But the thing about varnish is like there's like workable varnish, right? And then there's like permanent varnish. So there's like a lot. That's the weird thing about art. Like there's it's like a fucking, I wish I paid more attention in chemistry, because like all of these things go into like painting, whereas like, you know, you start like on graffiti level, it's like, yo, let me just do like yellows and like, or like high contrast colors and like nice spots and stuff like that. But then there's the aspect of like using the best thing that's gonna, yeah, I don't know, I just feel like, yeah, that's, there's a whole aspect of being an artist that is like the, like a outside of school education. You know what I'm saying? Like it's this like ever growing pursuit of like knowing it, like, or doing things and then figuring out what works for you. And then once you figure out what works for you, just kind of fucking going with it. So moving forward, boom. Dang, man, I feel like you got a lot of irons in the fire. You've accomplished quite a lot from past, you know, art shows. You did Hella Blazed, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of fucking, there was the Hella Blazed Fest. That was great.
But yeah, that was, when was that?
No, for sure. Yes, that's, yeah, no, for sure. That's, yeah, no.
That Hella Blazed show was... That was on some bullshit, to be honest with you. Like, the whole thing with that was like,
bro,
burner.
We'll just put this episode on Patreon and cut. We're like 39 minutes in, so we'll cut it at this point, and then we'll be that'll be tight. It'll be tight. Watch.
Okay.
But yeah, okay. I like what you say. That was on some bullshit. To keep going.
No, well, it was supposed to be like a smokeout show, so Burner was supposed to come through. Something happened with all that, and he wasn't able to come. But the venue was cut down and cut in half. Like, you know what I mean? It was supposed to be big. And we had to use, like, I had to cut some artists out. And
damn.
It was cool, man. The shit was cool. We had people checking out the art. We were able to get a good spot where, you know, as soon as people walked into the venue, they were able to see the art, and that, for me, that's what it was about. You feel me? So, it was cool. I got to take that back. You know, man, it was complete. It wasn't like bullshit, man. It was just the way it was.
Because that concert was kind of cracking.
Yeah, the concert was dope. I was just short and fucking
DJ Quick.
DJ Quick. You know what I'm saying? That shit was dope. But originally, like, we were going to be able to see the fucking concert from where we were at. You know what I mean? And since they cut the fucking venue in half, like, we were fucking, like, around the corner from the shit. And we we couldn't even see nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? We were showing the art and shit. We couldn't, you know, step away from the booth or whatever to go check out the concert. But it was cool, man. People enjoyed it. You know what I mean? I think a couple pieces sold. So, you know what I'm saying? That's always good. Shout out to all the artists that were featured in that show too.
Yeah, man. Yes, and we got we got lanyards with Hella Blazed on them.
Yeah, we tried our best to fucking hook the artists up at first. And this was just from me doing other fucking shows and seeing other people do curate shows and shit. I was, you know, if paintings were sold, I was taking 20% commission. But then I thought about it and I was like, you know what, fuck that. I don't want anything. I just want people to fucking show their shit, and if they sell it, you know what I mean, sell it. It's all good. I'm not trying to fucking make, you know what I mean, anything off of artists, because I've been there, I'm still there, and I'm trying to change this shit up.
But, and you
bit.
Know what though? Shake but th- that's like a that's a precarious position to be in, Roski, is the artist curator position. And let's kind of stick here for a second. Because I feel like on one hand there is the aspect of, okay, yeah, where the artist is struggling, but as the curator, like, if you're an artist also, because I feel like there's people who curate and they do events and they're not artists themselves and they don't really understand what we go through. But then when you're actually an artist and you're a working artist, you're going to put extra love and care into trying to make sure that this event cracks off.
Right.
Because you want people to succeed. Mm-hmm. So it's like, in that regard, I don't think that 20% is much of an ask. Like, if you were like, hey, James, I'm going to do the show, and, like, I'm promoting the fuck out of it. I'm doing, like, all of this shit. You know what I'm saying?
I completely agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that sometimes, and this is on some Fresno shit, like, sometimes motherfuckers get discouraged, or not discouraged, or be like, man, oh, fuck that. I've never been fucking, you know what I mean? This is my art. Why should I? And it's like sometimes they just don't know better, you know what I mean? And and expect a certain whatever. But I'm always on some, like, you know what? If you fucking if you sell some shit and you feel like maybe I should kick back some shit to kick back a little bit to Hella Fresno or whatever, then, you know, that's on you. That's on your heart. Like, I'm not sitting there asking for it. Like, if it was me and I sold some shit, regardless of how many, and this is not fucking, not a shot to anybody that might have sold a piece at that show or whatever. I'm just saying, if it was me and I sold some shit, I'd be like, hey, thanks for the opportunity. Here's fucking 20% of whatever I fucking sold. You know what I mean? Just off of fucking, you know what I mean? Just off of GP.
Well,
like, fucking,
and I get that. Okay. You know, like, no, fucking, I totally understand that. But here's the thing, too.
Yeah, I get what you're I know exactly what you're saying, and I get it. I fucking.
Because here's the thing, too. I understand what you're saying, like, but then also different people are in different spaces.
Yeah.
And what if the person who sold something in that Hella Fresno thing, like, there's the aspect of you, okay, for example, you know, and it was just like with the Art and BS show, because I curated that, you know, some fools sold some stuff. I didn't take any money, and it wasn't. And the thing is, it made me feel good, and I understand what you're saying, because the artist said, dude, I can have like a good Christmas now. Like, I can buy my kids something. Yeah. So, like, it's the same thing as I hear what you're saying, right? Mm-hmm. As far as not taking commission, I feel you. My thing is there comes a point where it's like, you know, there are some other artists where, like, they're saying, James, you're working so hard, you got to take a commission. And
for sure.
So if you know, if artists are saying to you, hey, Roski, you're fucking working so hard, like, 20% isn't really, because a lot of galleries take 50%, like, real. Mm-hmm. And the thing is here's what we have to understand. And I think it's really important. A lot of people are coming into art in different levels. Some people have sold artwork, you know, online. Some people have sold artwork at like a table outside at different events. And then they're, you know, wanting to do indoor events and going from selling outside and having your artwork at a table versus like having it, you know, up with labels and, you know, properly wired and displayed. It's kind of a different mindset. So if you're having a show, the thing is as a person who's curating, the reason that you're taking 20% is because not only do you have, it's like you're bringing this particular artist to all of the people that normally rock with you. And I think it's one thing if people, they say that and then no one shows up. But it's another thing if you have a proven market, you're doing collaborations with people, every time there's a certain amount of people that show up, you know, that's kind of guaranteed there's merit in that. So,
for sure.
I mean, that's worth, you know, if you're hosting or whatever, it's like, hey, you know, you know, so, and I don't think that's really, that's not much of an ask, especially, you know, yeah, man, providing an atmosphere and things like that. So,
for sure. No, I totally get that.
Right. But the thing is, though, Roski, is no one is saying this kind of stuff because everybody is coming in and everyone's freestyling. So it's like, hey, we're trying to do XYZ event. And then, like, you know, there's a thing of like, okay, well, we're not, some people are charging, some people are not charging.
Right.
But the difference is the people who were actually artists, like, they try to start off not charging because they get tired. They didn't want to get bopped. Like, they're like, oh, I got bopped, I don't want to bop other artists. But you're automatically more ahead of the game because you have a heart and you're trying not to bop niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, whereas, like, people who
been bopped.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so it's like, well, if I am doing 20%, that's just so I could sustain
for sure
and make this shit a little
and bit. Like, when we sit down and have meetings with the artists before we actually even, you know, decide if we're going to, you know, collab with them and do something with them for Art Hop or whatever, and we'll let them know, yo, like, we're not trying to make money off of you, we're not trying to, but we do put time and effort into this, so, and we expect the same time and effort out of you because this is going to be your show ultimately. And if you fucking say you do really, really well and you make fucking, you know, hundreds of dollars or whatever, I'll leave it up to you whether you want to fucking kick back whatever you want towards us, because anything that you kick back towards us, we're just dumping into the next fucking show anyway. It's not like we're fucking, you know what I mean? We rely on our fucking, what we do. I rely on my graphic design work and fucking my, you know, my, what I do to fucking, the fuck was that?
This is a bag falling on the floor, which is fine. But this is a great.
But I rely on that. I rely on that to make bread to pay the fucking bills, and Jen relies on the embroidery and what she does to pay the bills. What we want ultimately is to fucking put art back in Art Hop, and, you know, shine a light on some of these artists that are out here struggling and doing their thing and not being fucking, you know, properly fucking noticed for it.
So, you know, the big thing that I seen lately that people are doing, because I was this past Art Hop was, it was interesting, you know, being in the Black Chamber of Commerce, like kind of the way it was set up. I got you.
Nice little flex.
Yeah, hey, it was cool. Hey, hold on, wait, hold on, wait. Yeah, so, yeah, it was cool. Like, and I mean, that experience was pretty nice. I learned a lot, and here were some things that I feel like, as, because this show, I like to interview artists, but Roski is more like R&BS family alumni, so this isn't, you guys see, this is more a conversation. But here's a few things that I did learn. Is number one, and this is just from like being out, because I got a chance to be actually like go and see what for those who don't know, like we have First Thursday, and you'll have places like, you know, Hella Fresno, who has, you know, a brand new show. They have, you know, the local food, you know, establishment, eateries. Shout out to My Guy Market for coming through, you know, and with the sandwiches and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because you guys had them here and they were on the show. Shout out to Wu-Tang Z, shout out to Floyd. You know what I'm saying? So I got a chance to, you know, I was going to get some food, boom. I went across the street and there's a bunch of people set up at the park. And it was interesting because there's like tumblers are a really big thing right now. And so people are, they're taking the, and tumblers, for those who don't know, a lot of people, you guys are smarter than me. You do know. I didn't really, I was like, what's a tumbler? Yeah. It's those cups that have like the lid on them and the straw coming out. And they're like plastic on the outside and they'll put artwork. So you could essentially design any sort of artwork you wanted to design and then put that inside the tumbler. So it was wild because I talked to this one chick. I went up to the tables, man, and it was the funniest experience, Roski.
Yeah.
I go and I was like, oh, you know, those are cool, you know, things. I might have you put the logo in there for the guests or right. Like some prizes or some stuff. So this chick's like, you know, here's my card or whatever. Okay, cool. And then so I walk away, man. I get 8 steps away. And this other chick comes up and she's like, hey, you know, I can make any kind of tumbler you want.
Oh,
and
shit.
She like hella tried to scalp the
Damn.
Chick and like tell her, take me over to her table.
That's dirty. That's hella dirty.
She started showing me all her like, yo, and her work was fire. But I said, wow, this is crazy that you really just scalped this lady's.
Yeah.
It's a dirty.
That's
so if
a
y'all
dirty
making
game,
tumblers, it's a dirty
Damn
world
it.
Out there.
Damn it.
Like, yo, man, yo. So it was interesting. And it was one of those things where, you know, as an artist, I see that we operate a very different space because a lot of people are, they're utilizing things that are already there. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm going to go and, you know, get this thing and just, you know, put a collection of another artist's work together in this, you know, format, put it inside this cup and boom. You know, and it's not like how we would do.
I had a,
you know, if you had like the central fish,
yeah.
You put that inside of a fucking tumbler, that's some fucking, to me, that's a different sort of deal.
I had a friend who I ended up collabing with on a couple of projects, but she did that. And what I did was just get, buy a couple tumblers and stuck my stickers on them.
Mm-hmm.
And she fucking resin coated them so that those motherfuckers aren't moving. You can wash them. You can, they're dishwasher safe and all that. And we would. I would sell them. I actually gave a couple of those away. Those are dope. You know what I'm saying? But if you're doing like other people's shit, like, and then you're scalping motherfuckers too. Like you're taking. Because
she had the chick who tried
to
scalp me, she had a cold-blooded one-piece one, and I was like, okay, this is actually fire, but damn, you're just like hella.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's funny.
I say that to say this, if you guys are interested in custom tumblers. Oh, man.
Shit.
Oh, I mean, it's something to think about. But, you know, I think as artists, there's only so many things that we can do,
yeah,
right? So we have to really pick our spots. Mm-hmm. And it's cool to make things, you know, like stickers, prints, you know, whatever. Like some people make, you know, different forms of sculpture or like whatever, yeah, just sure, to kind of take a different a turn away from our current mm-hmm. mediums. And I think that's kind of cool. And also I was thinking that, like, you guys have the a vending machine. And it's gonna be like a Hella Fresno art vending machine.
Jen is like a fucking offer up fiend. She stays on that motherfucking app, and we've been interested in different vending machines before, so anytime that pops up, she gets an alert on it, and she came up on this it's like it doesn't use any kind of electricity. It's just like a fucking, it's dope.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm all staring at it. Anyway, fucking, she came up on that shit for like $20, and we're gonna stick art in it. We're gonna put art, different small pieces of art, and yeah, I think it's a dope idea.
Oh yeah, for sure. Because you guys, it's essentially like
it was her idea, by the way.
Well, and it's like it has about 2, 4, 6, 8. Wait, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. It's like 10 or 12 rows.
Nine, okay.
Nine.
I counted nine.
Okay, nine. Right. Okay. I'm far away.
The last few are like a little bigger than the first couple of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude. I think some small pieces, some small like little canvases or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
A little 2x4 inches, 3x5 inches.
But yeah, I think that's going to be a dope little addition to the studio.
Yeah.
We also have a sticker machine that she came up on as well on OfferUp. We're in the kind of in the middle of kind of restoring that. But it was like those sticker machines from the 90s that had a bunch of fucking Lowrider stickers in there, had a bunch of Rugrat stickers in there that we actually still have and are open for trade or fucking to sell. If you guys, they're vintage fucking 90s fucking Lowrider style stickers and some Rugrat stickers.
Oh shit, but Rugrats.
Yeah, dude, we're gonna take that and put a bunch of our shit in it and put a bunch of different
artists. You had Doug too or no?
I think we do. Yeah, we have all of them, don't we, Jen? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got all those.
Shit, Doug.
We can check them out right now.
Okay, man.
But yeah, Doug fucking.
Yeah, because Doug is
trying to fucking. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of my favorite artists actually worked on Doug. Tony Serenai. I took a workshop with him. Dude's like a fucking super crazy painter.
That's tight.
But yeah, so he does like fine art, graffiti, that's fucking worked for MTV and all that shit. Fucking. I need to get him on the pod.
Is he from the town or no?
Oh no, Tony's from the East Coast, from like New York. He lives in like Dallas now, I think.
Oh, something. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, from New York. Yeah. Yeah. Rosie's getting it in. You know, you guys smoke it if you got, sip it if you got. You know, it's really good.
Hey.
Yeah, you know, I really wanted to talk about some good stuff. And we're about an hour into this. So what we'll do is at this point in the podcast, I'm thinking I should split it, and we should do like a Patreon bonus.
Man, I got some juicy shit about that whole Loteria thing.
You feel me?
Like, I got some juicy shit that I want to get off my chest that I'm trying to fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, fucking just put out there because I need to. I feel like I need to. You feel me?
Okay.
So, yeah, let's
do
that.
Yeah, okay. So, we're going to tune in, you guys, for the Patreon bonus episode it conveniently titled, I got some shit I gotta get off my chest. Oh man. You could be in, wait, you have any shout outs real quick? You have any, you know, where can they catch you on the web, all that good stuff?
Yeah, shout out to my family for always fucking, I mean, putting up with my bullshit. I'm a moody motherfucker. Shout out to my wife for putting up with my shit and allowing a lot of the shit that I do to happen. You feel me? Shout out to my business partner, Jen, for fucking always being open to new moves and fucking trying to do shit for the community and trying to grow this brand that we got. And shout out to you, of course, for asking me to be on the pod and fucking do my thing. You know what I mean? Gracias. East up real quick.
Roski with the full clip. The full clip is coming for the Patreon, guys. You could be anywhere on the internet, but you're here with us, and we appreciate that. Catch us again next week. Same BS time, same BS channel. Once again, this is some shit I just thought of, y'all. Scientific fiction, it's not admissible in a court of law. I'm out of here like Vladimir. James Drills over and out. I told you from the dough. I told you from the get-go. You don't gotta go home, but you gotta go.
Go, go, go.
Podcast.